I think you can see him getting more and more comfortable as the season goes on here and as he continues to lead us in the right direction. I think he's starting to understand, you know, exactly what to say to get us going. And I think he's been doing a tremendous job so far.
I think guys in the locker room really buys into him.
I believe so. I mean, I think, you know, this consecutive game win streak that we're on is indicative of that. That we're buying into his system and his philosophies and the things that he's instilling in us. And we just want to, you know, continue doing so.
You see, with regard to Odell, do you see, he seems like one of those guys that kind of rises to the moment. Have you seen that in your few years with him?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, makes, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations, and he's always been there. You know, and that's what he thrives on. That's what we all thrive on as receivers. We all want to make that big play. And, you know, I've done it in the past. He's done it, and Shepherd as well. I mean, we're all buying into that role of being the guy to make that play.
I was just talking a minute ago about, you know, the potential of getting to a playoffs the first time. This is the first time he's been in a situation where he's had a kind of a chance. Can you, what would you envision for him as a guy? I mean, he seems like he could be a real difference maker in the postseason if he gets there. What would you envision? You know, is that kind of made for him?
100%. I envision more of the same. You know, more of the same playmaking abilities that he's been doing all regular season long. And obviously, when that time comes, if we make it to the playoffs, if we handle our business, it'll be exciting to watch.
Curious, as somebody who does the same job or similar job, what did you think of the route to score the touchdown? What did you think of what he did on that?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, we've seen it, you know, in practice and stuff like that. So we know. Obviously, going against that specific defender, if he made that play and he turns around, he would bite and kind of he would call that takeoff route for him. So, I mean, the route was spectacular. It was exactly how we drew it up, and he made a good play.
Does that make him even just another weapon in the red zone, like those kind of compressed shorter routes to that degree, or would he have been that anyway, or do you see something more maybe developing there?
No, I think it's been that anyway. I think it's all a matter of finding our spots, getting guys in position, whether it's Odell, whether it's any one of our targets on offense, and getting those guys around the football and getting them in plays that they're comfortable doing and they're comfortable with, and putting them in positions to make that big play. And I think that's what we do. That's what we've been doing exceptionally well in the green zone and putting points on the board.
You describe just the vibe in here these days.
It's cool, man. I mean, you still in my lotion? You want
the
lotion, right?
I already see it.
Just put it back when you're done.
Who is it over there that has like the industrial size?
Who knows? Oh, that's it. Cromartie. Like, that's got to be there. That's only one person. And it's in front of his locker, too. But it's a family atmosphere. I mean, you come to work and you're just excited to see the guys. You're excited to either talk about last night or talk about sports, talk about basketball, whatever it is. You're just excited to come in here and hang out with the fellas, and I think you can see that when you walk around this locker room.
What made you pick this jacket?
I think it just went with my sweats very well, and I haven't worn it in a while, and I was feeling a little maroony today, if that's even a feeling. I don't know if that's a feeling. But I just, you know, felt like putting it together.
I don't know if you know, you're off the injury report.
Oh, really? Is that so? I only saw it about 400 times on my Twitter today. But it's good. I mean, I'm feeling good again. The ankle feels fantastic. So I'm ready to go for Sunday.
Are most of those questions from fantasy football people?
Most of them. And most of them are from reporters that are retweeting other reporters and other reports and all of that good stuff. So yeah. And even when my friends hit me up, like, congratulations on being off the injury report, I'm like, thank you, I guess. I mean, I don't know if I should be excited for that, but yeah, thank you.
Are you happy at all with the way that this injury has gone? It's only been a couple of weeks, when in the past you've sort of had setbacks with injuries. Is it a relief at all?
Getting over any injury is a relief, obviously, you know, and you just want to be able to be accountable and go out there and play. And you know, the moment that you can't do that, you can't perform, it's a bummer. And you want to, you know, make sure you get yourself healthy and not miss week, not let it compile. So I think to only be gone a week, to come back, refresh, ready to go, and be ready to play for next week, it's a good feeling.
Obviously, Eli was pretty well established by the time you came into the league. Does he have more freedom at the line now, or has it always pretty much been constant since you've been here?
I think in this offense in the past, you know, 2-3 years that Coach Mack has been here, I think a lot of it is onus on Eli. I think a lot of it is, you know, him getting the play and then going up to the line and adjusting that play according to what he sees. And I think having that ownership has put a lot of pressure on him, but it's pressure that he's taken well. And it's nothing he can't handle because he knows defenses. He knows, you know, how to make these checks, how to get to the best play possible to get us to where we need to be to score football, I mean, score touchdowns and get first down. So I think there's a lot of pressure on him at the line, but nothing he can't handle.